For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Manifest with Tori DeSimone and my trusty co-host today, Miss Katie Brennan.
Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. We've tried filming this podcast like 5 times and in one sitting, a couple weeks ago. Yeah. But now we have the real deal set up and I am so excited. This is my favorite thing to do.
You guys really should have seen it last time because my mic was not working with my computer and I didn't have my little device that lets me have multiple mics. So we were sharing a mic and then it would cut out and then we're using headphones and then 30 minutes passed by and we were ran out of gusto.
We just wanted to film it so bad.
Yeah.
We gave up.
It just wasn't working. So now we're back at it and we're better.
Yes.
And we're ready to go.
Yes.
We have some topics to talk about. And I asked you guys on Instagram for questions. My Instagram is at Tori Sterling _. A lot of you guys just want Katie Brennan's advice on things.
Which is so... it's a lot of pressure and I just don't know if I'm really good at giving advice. I just don't know if I am, but I will do my best. I will try my best to put myself in their shoes. I don't make great decisions though.
Do you think people actually take advice though?
No. No, I think people do whatever they want. I think they ask for advice maybe to but no. I don't take people's advice.
Yeah, that's what
ever.
I'm saying. If you ever listen to a podcast, I'm like, you know, I'm going to change my life because of this advice on a question that someone asked.
Well, sometimes I read things and I'll take like my self-help book that changed my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah. That stuff I take that advice. But I don't think I don't think somebody telling me something. I think it's something that I have to find on my own. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, completely.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of things to talk about before we get into the questions that you guys asked. But the biggest thing is something that actually happened today and it happened with Katie. And it's a mystery.
Oh, wait. The envelope?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So my mom texted me today and she texted me a picture of an envelope and it's this little envelope and it says my name on it in all capital letters. And she just sent it to me and I go, uh-oh, because that's kind of scary. And she was like, this was in our mailbox. I was like, open it. So she opens it and hold on. I have to get this verbatim. It's a really tiny envelope, maybe 3.5 inches.
She compared it to her Apple Watch band and it was smaller than an Apple Watch band.
Yeah. Maybe the size of one strap of it. You know what I mean? So inside of it is a white note with black handwriting, all in capital letters, that says, I hope you know how incredibly special and beautiful you are. Always be you. Not signed, no return address. So that means that somebody put this in my mailbox and knows where I live. And, you know, so you might be maybe it's just a friend. I don't bring friends to my house ever. How many times have you been to my house?
Especially
four?
To your mom's house.
Yeah,
my
mom's house.
When I hang out with you, we go to your dad's.
Yeah, I didn't live there for over a year and I moved there my junior year of high school too, so it's not people like know where I live. I don't know. It's so weird. And I have absolutely no idea who would do this to me. And I cannot stop thinking about it.
We've been trying to think all day who it is. And there's genuinely no one that comes to mind.
Not a single person.
And it's creeping us out more than it's like being like, ooh, secret admirer.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just
this
more
does,
creepy.
This does not feel secret admirer to me. And I don't think a man would ever do that. I keep saying that. Like, I don't think a guy would ever put a note like that in my mailbox.
We don't know who would do that.
What?
We don't even know, like, what yeah. guy would do that.
Yeah, like, I could not think of anybody that would do that.
And the thing that, like, I just want to make sure the point is driven home is that it wasn't addressed to Katie's address.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, it just said Katie on the envelope.
And it's very
so it was
obviously
put in her mailbox.
Yeah, like, it's very obviously, like, not their, like, natural handwriting either.
Yeah.
Like, it's
incognito.
All, like, capital letters, like, so weird.
Almost looks printed. That's
yeah.
how good the handwriting
like,
is.
Like, very strange.
So then we're like, is this a girl?
Yeah, I'm like I don't know. I'm like, is it like an old friend? But like, why? Like, maybe that's nice if I like knew who it was. Like, I think I would think this is a nice gesture, but now I'm just kind of like confused, and I would love an answer.
So would I.
Yeah.
We really have no idea who it could be because of the fact that it's at your mom's.
Yeah, that really throws mm-hmm. me for a loop. I wonder, maybe there's one in Emily Gallagher's mailbox too.
Oh my God, we should
that
ask her.
That would be so weird.
Okay,
oh my
tell
God.
The people why.
Okay, so how funny is this? So my dad moved out of his house into a new one. So he was selling his house, whatever. And we sold the house to these people. And Emily Gallagher, who works at Stride, comes in the studio one day so upset because her parents like sold their house and like bought a new one like without telling her, and she was like really upset. And Tori was like, well, where is it? She's like, Royersford. And she starts describing the location, and Tori's like, oh my God, that's Katie's house. Like, that's Katie's dad's house. And Emily was like, no freaking way. So Emily now lives in my old house. How funny. Maybe I will have to ask her to check the mailbox.
Yeah, I think you should.
That is so strange.
Can you imagine if there is a note in there?
I will cry myself to sleep for the rest of my life. What if there's a note here?
Ah, don't even say that.
Oh my God, but I do have to
wait,
check.
What if someone sent it to Stride's address too?
Maybe somebody's out for me.
If you are, just stop. It's scaring us.
Yeah, yeah. I just, come forward. I'd love to know. I will probably be appreciative.
He's like inviting demons right now.
Ooh.
Come forward.
Come forward.
No. Stay back.
I don't know. Make yourself known.
It's just weird. And like for the past 2 hours, we're like, okay, could it be this person? Could it be this person?
None of it checks out.
Sean Schools.
It's definitely Sean. And Sean is where I live. Like it all that like that one makes sense. It was most definitely not Sean.
You are beautiful. She is gorgeous to me.
She is very gorgeous. Wait, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to know. Maybe somebody's just doing that.
Maybe. But on a lighter note, you have an epic ride.
I do.
That when people are listening was yesterday, but for us, it's in 2 days.
Yes. So I work at Stride CEO, and I don't spin ever. Actually, that's not true. I took 2 classes this summer, which is double the amount.
Wait,
that I did.
What was the first one?
Emily Gallagher, Father's Day.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Of course.
Me, my dad, and your dad.
And Ross.
Awesome. So I took that one, and then I took, for Kay's birthday, I took her ride, which I did not know was an hour going into it. I thought it was 45 minutes, and 37 minutes in, we were, like, heavy. I was like, she's not slowing down anytime soon. Like, this is definitely a 60-minute class.
And Kay's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah,
and
like, she's a beast.
Puts everyone to shame, because she's amazing.
And it was her birthday ride, too, so it was, like, very, like, hard. Right. It was awesome, and, like, I loved it. I came out of it, and I texted Tori, I was like, maybe I'll like spin. Anyway, the gag is I am just not very good at it. Actually, I'm actually pretty good at it. Whatever. I just don't do it. So it's very funny, haha, that Katie would teach a spin class because she never takes them. And it honestly is like the highlight of my summer. I did it last year and literally nobody rode the entire time because they were just laughing and recording me. It was hilarious. But this year they actually have to take it. And it's like... honestly so good.
Really?
Yeah,
it's pretty full too.
10 people.
It's
hell
like,
yeah,
just like staff, like if clients want to come,
I'm not telling
no one
people,
really knows about it because it's private on our schedule, but yeah, it's just like staff and like some friends are coming, and it's Katie's epic ride.
Yeah,
and we look forward
awesome.
To it every year. It's like the milestone of every summer.
Yeah. I'm so
tell
excited
what you did for weights.
Oh, so for weights, so every what I did.
We have to do it today.
Yes, we do. So every time I go to the gym, I do a 3-minute plank, no matter what I do at the gym. Even if I do the Stairmaster for like 15 minutes and get off and be like, I want to go home, I will do a 3-minute plank before I go home. So instead of weight song, 3-minute plank. Get on the ground.
We do it to Cruel Summer.
Yes.
Is that what you're doing in class?
I don't know, because I have to like give people time to prepare for the 3-minute plank. So I think I have to do like
so funny.
Like a four.
Can I record it for Stratto?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be so funny.
Yes. Because I would love to watch it back.
Okay.
But
it'll be on Strat at Home, everybody.
Yeah.
Use code. I'll give you your own code. Use code Katie to get your first month for $10.
Okay. Thank you very much. Katie. Oh my God. Cheesecake.
Okay. Code Cheesecake.
Code Cheesecake. CHEESEKATE.
Cheesecake. That was really good. Spelling bee?
Yeah, so we're going to do a 3-minute plank. So I think I have to do like a 4-minute and 30-second song. So I have to find like a different one.
You think it's going to take us a minute and a half to get off the bike and go on the ground?
Well, you have to think about the crossfade. And then you have to also think about standing back up to get back on the bike.
Okay.
But it's the inspo song, so it doesn't really matter after that.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
We'll see when the time comes.
Okay. I'm so excited.
No, I'm very excited. Me too.
Especially because no one's allowed to look at the playlist.
Yeah, I haven't even put it on the Spotify yet. It remains on my Apple Music. And nobody has Apple Music, and I'm private, so nobody can see my playlist.
Spotify rocks.
I might convert one day, but I really like Apple Music. It's clean.
So fascinating.
It's rich.
There are two things I want to update the people on, and then we can get into questions as well. So the first is that my running has been going great, everybody. My first run was on Tuesday. So 6 days ago, and I texted Katie.
She texted me this picture of her, and she looks like dead. Face is beet red, just so sweaty. And she's like, first half marathon run completed. And I was like, okay, 13.1. I said that. I was like, that's crazy. Like, where did that come from? And she goes, oh, I worded that wrong. It was my first training run. I ran 2 miles. So I'm thinking that she ran like the island's what, like...
It's like 7 miles.
Yeah, like up and down the island like so many times. Just picturing that, like, what the hell? She hasn't ran in months. Like,
can you imagine?
You're just a little bit crazy.
Like trekking up and down the aisle.
That's what I thought. And she was like, oh no, 2 miles, LMAO. I was like, still impressive.
No, it's going pretty good, I have to say. It's this week we're in a heat wave.
It's like the hottest it's ever
we're
been.
Hermits. Like, we have not left the house. It's unbelievably hot. So I'm getting up at like 6 a.m. to do these runs at 6:30. And it's like 85 degrees at 6:30 in the morning.
It's
but
ridiculous.
It's the coolest time of the day. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it now. So it's been incredibly hot. And I like am dripping in sweat. Today I went down to Ocean City and did like speed work on the track. It's been so fun. Like, I'm having a really good time.
Yeah, big beast. Could never be me.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
And then Katie and I are doing our 3-minute planks.
Yeah, every day. It's really easy. Really easy to incorporate into the day. It's 3 minutes.
Maybe we should do it live on the pod.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
No.
Katie's really good at it.
I am
really good at it.
She's really good
at it.
I did it every day in the month of March. Like, I went to the gym every single day except, I think, like 3 days, like in the month of March. Mm-hmm. And I did a 3-minute plank every single day. And then in April, I was there like pretty much every day too. Killed it.
Yeah, you adapted that into the concept of rebirth.
Yeah.
Don't you love that? Aren't you excited for March 1st?
Yes.
It's such a great day.
I feel like I want a rebirth like soon, but not like, it's not like a rebirth. It's more like a revert back.
Yeah, so October 1st is a great day to do it.
Okay.
Because you
it's
get
my dad's
enough
wedding.
Time. Okay, October 2nd.
Okay.
I'm so excited for that, by the
Can't
way.
Wait.
I still haven't picked out a dress. It's black
you
tie,
have time.
Right?
You have time.
I love black tie.
Floor length.
Because you just get to go to
it's
the nine.
So nice. Like, I'm going to do like
so
a full fucking face. I've not done a full face of makeup in so, like, foundation, like heavy foundation, like picture, like makeup. I've not done that in so long. I have to like practice. I have to like get makeup.
Yep.
Nervous.
Yep. It's gonna
so
be
excited.
So good. I really like, I've been looking forward to this wedding for so long.
I'm gonna boogie the night away.
It's
you
gonna
can
be
count
so
on that.
Fun.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, for most people, if you don't have a wedding on that day, October 1st is like such a good date because you get your groove in time for the holidays.
True.
To the point where, like, when Thanksgiving hits, you're like, okay, I can have like a great big meal. And then December hits and you just like get right back to it.
So true. It's a great
point. And then it's like New Year's. You know, if you fall off a little bit for 2 weeks, like over Christmas, like most people do, and you enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And then it's New Year's and you get right back on it.
Hell yeah.
You're like, October 1st rocks.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great date. So maybe October 3rd. We like October 3rd.
That's a Sunday. Yeah, I can do that. Oh, I wanted to go to the, there's an Eagles game that day. Maybe October 4th.
Wait, there is. Yeah, Kelly was looking at it one. Wanted everyone to go. I think in November, though, she wanted us all to go, too.
I have them all on my calendar because I'm making them a priority.
And we're going to go to Xfinity this year.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get to the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
Xfinity
exciting.
Rocks. So anyway, yeah, running's been great. To get back to what we were saying, running's been great. But there's one more thing that I really need to discuss. And it's how powerful my TikTok drafts are right now.
Oh, yes. This is very important.
Okay. They're really powerful right now.
It's Alabama Rush season. And Tori has...
I'm a veteran.
Is a veteran.
I did it.
She did it. She knows the
end.
And
I don't know how I did it.
Crazy.
Like, thank God this wasn't around when I rushed.
Can you imagine?
I would have dropped.
I feel like... I wonder how that looks from the sororities... Like the sororities, like seeing those girls like blow up. I wonder how that, like, if that's like a good thing or a bad thing.
I wonder that too.
They're not talking about what houses they're like. They're not like doing any of that. Like, oh, like I got like this house back, didn't get this house back. They're just doing,
you're
like
not
outfits.
Allowed to.
Yeah, yeah, like which is yeah, like I'm glad they're not doing that. If they did that, different story. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a good out. Thing. I mean, they're all cute. I love them.
Okay, I adore these videos. I think they're the best. And now we're getting like really deep in it that everyone is getting on their For You page. And now there's like a lot of alums coming out and they're all talking about like their experiences and like all these ins and outs of Greek life. But what's also really sad is now you're getting the girls that didn't get any houses back. Like I saw a girl today that was like, and I forgot that this stuff happened.
Yeah.
Because it's been so, like I rushed in 2016, so it's been 5 years. Wow. Crazy to say that.
Didn't like to hear that.
Nope, did
at
not.
At all.
But like there, I remember there was a girl on my floor who got no invites back. And it's just so awful because like your Rokai or your Rogam will call you. And like when they say like, hey, can I call you? Like, you know what it's about.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really does suck. But like there's so much that's not being talked about that yeah. So many people know about.
Mm-hmm.
Like myself included, that's why my drafts are so powerful right now. But like I've only seen one or two about like the girls that will transfer to Ole Miss.
Oh, I saw that too. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you hear it all the time. Like it's yeah. actually incredibly common. Like I remember it was, I think like Sisterhood Day. So it was like right before pref. And there was a girl in my rush group. And I forget how they're categorized, but I don't know. It was just a girl in my rush group.
I think it's yours did it by your last name.
Yeah. I think it's all by your last name. And I'm DE, so I honestly also forgot about door songs until someone like
so weird.
Posted a video of it. I was like, oh my God. No, but there was this one girl in my rush group and she got dropped and I just remember her calling her dad and she was like, I need you to get me a flight. I need a plane. I'm going to Ole Miss, blah, blah. And like, I never saw her again.
That's insane.
Yeah. So like girls will transfer to Ole Miss, rush that sorority that they want. So, like, let's say they wanted like KD at Bama and they didn't get it. They would then transfer to Ole Miss, rush, and hopefully get KD, and then they would transfer back to Bama so that they would be in KD at Bama.
But then don't the girls in KD at Bama see that?
Yeah.
Like, and they have to accept her?
Yeah, because she's KD.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that saunaing is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved saunaing and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
That is so bizarre. Why do you want to be in it? Oh, that's so weird.
Because it's the culture there. Like, we're Northern.
Is Katie
Old
Row?
I honestly don't remember.
Is Alpha Phi
Old New Row? No, God, oh. No. Alpha Phi's New Row.
Okay.
Like, Zeta's New Row. Alpha Phi's New Row. Old Row? So, when I was in Alabama, because I was a New Row sorority, they always told us, like, oh, it's not a big deal that we're New Row. Because, like, you know, like, we're Alpha Phi, like, blah, blah. Like, guys still want to hang out with us. Like, it doesn't matter that we're New Row. So they told me that the biggest difference between Old Row and New Row is that Old Row was sponsored by Budweiser. And, like, I have a shirt, like, literally right in that drawer that's, like, the Budweiser symbol with Old Row written into it. So, like, pretty much, like, whenever you go to, like, fraternity parties that are Old Row, there's always going to be Budweiser beer because they're sponsored by Budweiser. And like, they told me that's what the biggest difference was. So that's why I believe for the last 5 years. Well, now I'm learning on TikTok that that's not at all what it's about. Wait, sure, what? Maybe they are sponsored by Budweiser, but it's because...
No, I thought it was like old like legacy
yes,
stuff.
Yes, like, that is what it is. Stuff. But if you ask a new row, it's because they're sponsored by Budweiser or you're not.
Wait.
Because they don't want to like say that they weren't.
Like a founding.
Yeah.
Part of the classics.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's just such like a bizarre thing, especially because we're from the north.
Yeah. I think if we were in the south, like we would understand and like appreciate it and I guess probably be like super competitive about it. But I don't know, watching it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, watching it is really insane. And honestly, I would have dropped because I just like I'm not like I just didn't feel as pretty as any of the girls rushing.
That's crazy.
And I was very like, you know, I wasn't ignorant to the fact that the reason I rushed so well was because I had a big following. Like, I knew that's why sororities would have wanted me.
Interesting.
So, like, I knew going into it that, like, I wasn't as pretty as the girls around me rushing. But I also knew I would do really well because of that, as superficial as it sounds. Like, and after I got in, I was walking with one of my, like, new sisters to class, and she was older than me. And she told me, like, exactly what I was thinking. She was like, well, not that I, like, about the pretty thing, but about, like, that I was like one of the top sought after PNMs because of my following.
Oh, so they were like everybody was like looking out for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting.
Pretty much. I mean, except for like a couple. Like I knew a couple sororities dropped me like right away. Very old row of them because I wasn't like them.
Oh. Hoity-toity.
But yeah, it was like just really bizarre. So if I saw it now, I would have definitely... Like, if I was in the place I was now, rushing now, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I don't know. In the past, I think I would have done it. Like, I think I wanted to do it a little bit. But now, like, I would never. Yeah. Like, you could not pay me money to do that. And these girls are, like, exhausted. Like, they're literally, they're so sick and they lose their voices and they're like, oh, OOTD, day six. And they're
OOTD. I love that.
And they're carrying the app. It's so hot. Like, they are dying.
Yeah.
Somebody said, there was one TikTok that was like, the post-rush sleep hits crazy.
It really does. And they are carrying this app on their back. Like, not only are they exhausted, no voice, but their backs are broken.
Seriously.
And... what's all, I'm so excited for bid day.
Same.
Because at Alabama, you're not allowed to stay on campus at bid day.
Why?
It's a rule because I think like a long time ago, there was something with like drinking and like a lot of people got in trouble. So Panhell like makes them leave. So like we had our bid day and, you know, we get our t-shirts and you take your pictures and immediately... you're sent back to your dorm to pack a bag and you leave. Like, you don't even get, like, 10 minutes at your house.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so you pack a bag and leave. We all went on buses and we
went. Did you know where you were going?
They told us, but I didn't know where it was. Like, you know, I'm from PA and I'm in Alabama and they're like, we're going to the
Gulf Shores. Notice how you said PA.
Oh, yeah, that's the P thing.
The P. Go to the P.
Going to the P. Oh, okay.
That's a just a little fun fact. Pennsylvania is, like, the only state that refers to itself, like, as its initials.
Yeah.
Or abbreviation initials.
Abbreviation initials. Yeah, I've never heard any other state be like, oh, yeah, I'm going back to ID, Idaho.
Yeah. No, people from PA say PA.
PA.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it is cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we leave and they put us on these buses and they just ship us out to a resort. And it was supposed to be like 2 hours away, but the bus drive ended up being like 4 hours. And
you don't know any of these girls.
No, but it was weird because... like, I felt like all of them already knew each other and I knew literally nobody. So I felt like incredibly behind already.
Did you like interact with any Alabama girls before you went to Alabama? Like, did you DM any girls that were like Alabama 2020?
Yeah.
So like, did you like know some of them?
Yeah, I knew a couple. So my roommate actually ended up also going Alpha Phi. So I knew her. I actually don't think she was very thrilled that I was in the same sorority as her.
Yeah.
Well. But okay. So I was in the same sorority as my roommate, which I thought was great. And there was a girl that I knew from like my area and I knew her going into it and she also ended up going AFE. And there was this other girl that I talked to from Facebook that also ended up going AFE. So I knew the three of them. And two of those three were like, I could tell, like very popular and like were talking to like all these girls already. So like they already had like this huge group of girls. And I was like, wait,
what? I don't know like anybody.
Yeah.
Just very weird. So we're on this bus for 4 hours. We get to this resort at like 10 p.m. and before we're allowed to go to bed, and this is after like a week of rushing. So everyone is dead tired, mm-hmm. including the girls that rushed us, like all of our new like whatever. So we are immediately taken off the buses and sent directly into a conference room. And in this conference room, they gave everyone a notebook and a folder. And they immediately started presenting us like a presentation of our rules, like what we were allowed to wear, how we could act, what we could say, Pan-Hellenic rules until we were initiated, their rules just as new members in Alpha Phi, how the food works, like all these rules. And we're like, they give us these shirts. And we're all wearing the t-shirts that they gave us. And they're like, you guys are never allowed to wear those t-shirts again. You may as well. Like, don't throw them away, but you should honestly probably just burn them. Like,
why?
It's just embarrassing if you ever wear those shirts again. I don't know. Like, you're allowed to wear them one other day and they tell you that day. I forget what the day is.
Like, your bid day shirt?
Yeah, you're, like, not allowed to wear them again. Yeah, it's bizarre. And they say, like, how embarrassing it is.
Wait, like, is it just, like, the plain one that says, like, AFI?
Yeah.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, and they're like, it's really embarrassing if you ever get seen wearing these. Like, don't wear them. Yeah, it's crazy on Rush TikTok. And then, like, there's
also... I love their little outfits.
Oh, my God. I love
the outfits. They're so cute. I would never wear any of that shit. But the earrings, why are they all so big?
It's just a Southern thing. I really tried to do, like, big earrings.
They're so lucky they have, like, Instagram boutiques for this time because, like... their fashion compared to ours. I mean, like, obviously it's just like a different time, but they just have access to so much more than we had.
Yeah, they really do. And it's just like, I mean, the South is all boutiques.
I do not want to see my 18-year-old self rushing. Ew.
I saw it.
Yeah, like if I rushed, I would be cringing so hard myself right now.
Here, let me show you my pref dress because I made also a TikTok, but I just didn't.
Is it that white one?
Like white with lace over top of it?
No. I'm thinking of another one. It's like,
I know you're thinking of my Oh no, that was what I wore on my graduation party. No, my pref dress, I was honestly really proud of because I thought I was doing like a really cute, Southern moment.
Oh, cute.
Like Southern. Yeah.
No, not really.
You don't think? I'll put it on my Instagram, guys. Oh my God. Come on. Look. And I even have little earrings on.
Okay. It doesn't give me Southern. It just kind of it gives me.
Can you believe that's me?
Maybe like country, but not like Southern. Mm, okay. Like maybe.
Okay. Can you believe that's me though?
Yeah. No. This was you've lived 10 lives.
Oh, sad. I was exhausted. I have pictures from the first day. This was me rushing. If you notice, I'm wearing black spandex under this dress, and you can see them right through the dress.
Oh my God!
At the time, I had no idea.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know, dude. I'm 18.
You look really good there.
Oh my God! Thanks.
Your hair's short, right?
Yeah.
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 Sure. So tan.
I know. I was so tan that summer.
Was that fake or real?
Real. Because I went to, that was senior week and Jamaica. So I was super tan that summer. I've never been able to get that tan ever again. But yeah, I'm so happy to be on Alabama Rush TikTok. And I just want to see where everyone is going. Oh, wait. I wanted to show you the girl that I was talking about yesterday. Marissa.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful blonde. And she's at Bama. And I just want to know so badly who...
Wait, I might have seen her today. I've been getting a lot more.
Good.
Yeah. I'm starting to pick favorite. There's this one girl that I really... No, I've not seen her.
Ever?
No.
Oh my God, she's literally beautiful. Like,
wait, show me her Rush TikTok.
They're going to eat her up, don't you think? They're going to love her.
Show me what she looks like for Rush. Yeah, no, I haven't seen her. Yeah, yeah.
Where do you think she's going to go? I think Afy.
I think Afy, yeah.
Me too. That means she's my sister. Even though I dropped.
Yeah.
After the semester.
She doesn't really look pretty in this one. She's throwing around a trash bag.
I love her. She's literally my queen.
Yeah, she's
me
pretty.
Trying to air dry my set because I decided last minute I want to wear it tomorrow at 7 a.m. and I can't go in the dryer. I love her. I also wonder if she's going to last all 4 years of Bama. She's like so cool.
I hope she hears this.
I hope so too. Marissa Ayers, if you hear this, I just love you. I think you rock.
Best of luck in all your future endeavors.
And let me know if your hair is real. And if it is, let me know who you go to.
I think it is.
I think so too. Her hair is to die for. Oh my God, she's so
hot. It's very light.
Like, look at this. Dude, they're going to love her.
No, I think those are extensions.
You think? I don't. Marissa, can you let us know?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
I love her.
I'm not good at spotting
them. Queen of low rise. Look at this.
Dude, people with a torso have no idea how lucky they are.
You have a good torso. You could do low rise.
No, she has a long torso.
Oh.
She actually shouldn't be wearing low rise.
What, Katie?
She shouldn't. It doesn't look proportionally okay on her body.
Are you kidding? She looks amazing.
She's skinny. Dude, queen.
Look at this. She looks amazing.
No, I'm not saying that she doesn't have an incredible body. I just think that high-waisted fits her proportions a lot better.
Yeah, it would make her legs look really long. But dude, with a body like that.
Yeah, she can get away with whatever.
She can do anything she wants. Queen. Now I'm just
have a great time, Marissa.
So excited to see who she gets. Excited. All right, so that's everything that I wanted to talk about. Literally in my notes, it says my drafts are too powerful.
Had to let the people know.
Had to let the people know. Yeah, they really are. I don't think I'll release them.
I think you should.
Because I kind of spilled some tea in this.
You'd blow up.
Do I want to blow up?
Do you?
I don't think so.
What are you going to do? Get in trouble?
Yes.
From who?
Panhellenic.
Oh, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Yell at you?
Also,
sue you for what? The machine. No. They're not going to do anything. You're fine.
You don't know how powerful.
You're talking about Alpha Phi. You're not talking about like.
No, I'm Alpha talking about Pi. Alabama.
Oh.
I'm talking about Alabama. You know how powerful Alabama is? Alphabama. That too.
Alphabama.
It's a powerful school. I'm terrified of them, low key.
Fine.
High key. Terrified of them. Really am.
It'll reach the right people.
My people, if you see it.
It's not tea. It's just info.
No, it's tea. Okay. I talked about like. Eating, like how they would like let us eat and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's so weird.
And what else did I talk about? Oh, girls like going to Ole Miss and stuff.
Yeah, that's wild. It's a wild world.
It is a wild world. All right, let's get on to some of these questions, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, so the first question is how to get over a boy you really liked but never dated.
See, this is where I said that I might not be good at giving advice because sometimes that doesn't happen. But for you, I would say just don't talk to him at all. Just block him on everything and just don't even keep yourself busy and keep yourself occupied. And if you want to text him, go into your notes app and just text everything in like a note and then you'll like get out of the habit of like texting him instead.
That's a really good.
Not that I've ever done that before or anything. I'm not crazy. It's not crazy if you do that. It's honestly very therapeutic and it feels very good. Let yourself be sad, but don't let your sadness consume you.
Yeah, that's really good advice. I think it's so hard to get over someone that you never dated because
there's no closure.
There's no closure.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you talk about it to other people, like you probably feel like you sound crazy.
Yeah.
Because you never had like a breakup and you just really liked them and like all these feelings were invested. It's really hard. I would agree with Kate.
Yeah, I know. And it is hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah. You're just kind of left like wondering like what if. But honestly, like if anything was supposed to happen, it would have happened.
Yeah. And I do think you should just stop talking to them.
Yeah. Give yourself a little tough love and on to the next one.
You can block them.
Yeah.
Which isn't ever fun, but it helps.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. I mean, I used to delete people's numbers, but then I would memorize their number.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to forget some of them.
Yeah, it is. And iPhone is so annoying because
maybe
if you it'll say maybe. But also if you delete their number, like let's say I deleted your number, Katie, because I've had your number in my phone for a while. If I started typing Katie, it would show back up.
Really?
Yes.
That's.
Yes. Or like
kind of defeats the purpose of deleting it.
Or like if your area code, like let's say like the Philly area code is 215.
Yeah.
So if I started typing in 215, it would say Katie Brennan because you're like a 215 number that I text a lot.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I should use 609 as the example.
Yeah.
Local clout. Local. So yeah, just try not talking to them.
Yeah.
It's always easier said than done.
Yeah.
This is a question that you get a lot, Kate, but I think it really goes with your brand.
Okay.
How is it not having an Instagram? I've been wanting to take a break for a while, but I'm addicted.
Have I talked about on here since I've returned? No, I haven't been on here since I returned. Okay, so If you missed it, I went on Instagram for a week and I hated every second of it. I don't know. I posted two pictures and I was like, I also don't really like the pictures I posted. And it would probably, if I ever re-download my Instagram, I think I'm just going to delete everything. I don't even know. Like, that's the thing. I just don't really know where to go from here. So it's honestly like, I don't think about it anymore. Like, I don't really care what anybody is doing. And I'm just like, I don't know. The only thing is I don't take enough pictures now because like people take pictures for Instagram and I don't have anything to post them on. So like I don't take them. That's the only negative I'd say. I don't know. It's just like not part of my life anymore. And I don't know. You just like learn to live without it.
It's also so funny because every time we'll be out and doing something, Katie will like take pictures of like the sunset or the scenery, or we'll take pictures of her and everyone's like, for what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people like literally forgot. Just sit in
my camera roll.
Right. Like people have forgotten that you can take pictures without having the end goal to post them.
Yeah. So true.
Like people used to just take pictures and then put them in photo albums to have as memories.
I know. And like, I what happened never with do that? That. And I wish I would. I don't know. I forget to take pictures. But yeah. But like when I had Instagram, I would always take pictures. So I kind of miss it for that because it was like more incentive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really think about it anymore. I mean, I think I have improved my self-confidence a lot, too. I don't know if you can attest to that. Agree. Like, I feel great. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I don't think it's, like, hurting me.
I just think it's a very out of sight, out of mind concept.
Yeah.
Which seems to be nice.
It's very frustrating not being able to look people up.
It's annoying for me.
It's so annoying. I
always have to look up people.
I literally have to Google people. I have to Google people first name, last name. And then I have to go in photos and I have to go on I'll find their LinkedIn photo like under photos, but I can't click it on their LinkedIn profile or else they'll see that I did it. So that's like,
I did that one time.
Those are the measures that I have to go to like find people, which is very annoying. Or I'll have to ask somebody else to like follow them so that I can like see what they look like.
Yeah, but now you're also just living in this moment of like, I meet you and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Very spontaneous.
Or I'll follow them for her.
I also hate with Instagram how you can see like your mutual followers with somebody. So if like I meet a guy and I go to follow him on Instagram and we have all these mutual followers, I'm like, how do you know all these people? Yeah. Like, he probably thinks the same thing about me. Like, I don't like that I already have, like, a preconceived notion of how somebody is just based on their Instagram. I'd rather, like, meet somebody and, like, formulate my opinion on them, like, in person.
Speaking of which, have you watched that new show on Netflix, like, Sexy Beast?
No. Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it. I saw the trailer, though.
Ugh.
Did you watch it?
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah. So the first episode,
I feel like it's just like really corny.
It's really cringy.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode and I couldn't watch anything else beyond that because like the guy that like she ended up picking was just like a creepy guy. Like he was just such a creeper. I don't know. Like nothing about him was like I get the whole point of the show is to like, you know, get to know someone, blah, blah. But like, even like, like he was just creepy.
Yeah. Ugh. I get the idea of it, but like there is like an element of like physical attraction that you need to have to somebody that you date. Like, you cannot date somebody that you're not attracted to.
I agree.
That's impossible.
Otherwise, just like a good friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, what are you going to kiss somebody that you don't find attractive?
Right.
I don't know.
Or like, they don't have like that spark with.
Yeah.
Like obviously the looks can change over time, but I feel like initially it is important.
Looks can change over time in both ways. Like they can get worse over time, but also like the more you get to know somebody, like the more attractive they get too.
Yes.
Like you just like learn to like things about them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. I don't know. And also they like went on a roller coaster and I could tell by his shoes that he was just going to be a weirdo. And he was. I don't know. It was just bizarre to me. Ugh, bizarre show. Anyway, I would not recommend that one on Netflix. Okay. The next question for you, Kate, says, do you have any future plans post-grad?
Oh, great question. I don't have any plans, but I have a few things that I would like to do. So I'm going to graduate in May, which is very exciting. Finally getting my degree done. Everybody clap. And so I'll be done in May, and then I'm going to live down the shore next summer, of course. And at the end of the summer, I would like to move to the Pacific Northwest. So I'm thinking Washington or
Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon is a little bit of a question mark. I'm leaning more towards Washington, but I feel very called to go there. And I'll be a teacher and live a very happy and satisfied independent life.
What is calling you to the West Coast?
It kept, like, this one town in Washington, Spokane, kept popping up in all these, like, different aspects, and I took it as a sign. So I feel very drawn to go there. Like, it was like, I was looking up all these things, and it just, like, kept popping up under all these things. And I was like, oh, I should just go there. But I have to visit first, I think.
I think you should,
but
too.
But I think that that's definitely going to be my vibe.
Yeah, I could see it being your vibe, but at the same time, I couldn't.
Why?
Well, because my sister's ex-boyfriend is from there, and you and him could not be more different.
Yeah, in my mind, okay, like, you know when there's, like, the hipster in the movie who's supposed to be, like, an ugly, cute guy?
Yeah.
In my mind, that's what everybody there looks like. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, an actor that, like, fulfills that role. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bushy hair, like, not bushy hair, but, like, longer hair, like, glasses, like, whatever. Like, kind of cute,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, ah.
Yeah.
In my mind, that's what they all look like. And I know that that's not true. So I need to go there and scout the scene, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, my sister's ex is, like, a cowboy.
I've also never met anybody like that. So, like, I don't even, like, maybe I will be attracted to somebody like that.
Maybe.
Maybe that's my type.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea.
Ah!
Maybe my type isn't, you know, 5'10".
But
five,
you went
5'9"
on a date
brunettes.
With the tall guy the other night.
I did. It was awesome. It was so, it was cute.
It was cute.
I felt very cute, like, dating, like, being on a date with somebody that was taller than me. I, like, literally date guys that are, like, 5'10", which is fine. I love them. Like, no shade, but 5'10" is, like, the tallest guy I dated.
Yeah, you normally date, like, 5'8".
Yeah. It's cute, though. But that was nice. A little change in dynamic. I liked it.
I liked it for you too.
Felt like a little girl.
Talking.
Yeah.
How do you manage work-life balance? Very manifest. To ask.
Well, my life here is kind of like very relaxed. Like, I work in the mornings and then the rest of the day I have to myself. I was in classes this summer, so I had like some thing to keep me like busier, but my life here is very chill, almost too chill. And for the past couple of weeks I've kind of been like, I am doing nothing, and I've been trying to like fill my days with like more stuff. I don't know, I kind of am letting myself relax though, because I know that my life is about to be very hectic with school and work and everything. So I don't know, I don't like here, I don't have a great work-life balance, because I
think you do.
Oh wait, yeah, I think I do.
You do a great job.
Yeah, like I go out and I go to work in the morning. And yeah, no, I think I do pretty well.
And when Katie goes out, she goes out.
Out, out.
Out.
Out. Why would you not? You're going to go out and not go all the way. You're already there. You got to go all the way. So yeah, no, I think I do pretty well. I'm doing a lot better than I did last summer. Last summer, I was not in a great place. But
yeah, we were literally just talking.
Yeah, so terrible. We are so much better than we used to be. Cheers to us.
Cheers. Seriously. Like, we were in sad boy vibes this time last summer.
Seriously.
We were really down in the dumps.
Really, really just like in the worst place ever.
In the trenches.
Yes. Simply put, down bad.
For very different reasons.
Yes. But now, yeah, no, we're good now. So I think my work life.
We're good now.
We're good now. Work life balance is, you know, fine. I think that you should take advantage of the time that you have to relax. But also don't like drip yourself with like a good time.
Yeah. Sounds like good advice. Katie's a person to ask.
Yeah.
She's good at that stuff.
She does it all.
Someone wants to know what makes you angry.
A lot of things.
Okay. Let's hear them.
I don't know. What does make me angry?
All right. Let me think here. Beach tag checkers.
Hate beach tag checkers. Beach tag checkers, especially
except for the one on 38.
Yeah, except for that one. The ones that are impolite when I'm like, oh, like my friends get it. She goes, no. And I'm like, well, my friend's walking it down right now. If you let me finish speaking, like they'll like be like very rude to me. Who else do I like? Or what else makes me?
that's
a different question. What else makes me mad? I don't know. I know in the moment, like I don't think I get mad very often.
Something just like went into my mind where you were like, I'm so mad right now, but now I forgot.
Throw my fist down. Like what happened? Like what caused me to do this?
That's what I'm trying
not
to think.
Not much. You really aren't an angry person.
No, I don't think I am. But when I am, I'm very angry. You don't
like
angry.
Being... I think a lot of people are like this, but you don't like being behind bad drivers. I mean, who does?
Yeah, no. But even that, I don't... I'm not a great... I think I'm a good driver, but...
You hate biking back in the wind?
I hate biking back in the wind. I hate when bikers bike in the middle of the road. Oh, yeah. I hate that so much. What else do I hate? Paying a toll to go to Avalon.
Do what I do and just don't pay it.
I don't know how you do that. I hate the parking people in Sea Isle. I hate...
What does that mean?
The parking people?
Oh, the people that ticket you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate those people. What else do I hate? People that come down for the weekend and take all of the parking on the street.
When we're here every day, then yeah, we don't have our parking
I'm here
spots
every day
anymore.
And some like people... park in my spot. It absolutely preposterous. I should not be parking on another street. Should not. I am here 7 days a week. Ridiculous. Yeah. What else do I hate? Or what? Nothing. Yeah.
These are very like specific CIO related.
I'm trying to think of like daily inconveniences. I don't have many.
I hate when there's a $10 cover.
There's always a $10 cover. You
and I hate it every time. Remember when the Princeton did a $20
that.
Cover?
Yeah, I would Who never ever think ever were? Ever pay that.
Here we are paying it.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you know what I hate? You know what makes me angry? When people will literally walk into me at the bar like I am invisible. And people are doing it to me at the Phillies game. I'm not kidding. People think I'm invisible. Well, I think I'm invisible to other people.
Wait. Didn't someone sit on you?
Wait, what?
Where were we? And so, like, I literally remember this. Like,
when?
I don't remember. But
like, recently?
We were, yes, I think last summer.
Oh, someone, oh, I probably won't remember.
Like,
oh,
sat on you.
Like, on the beach?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. But I wouldn't be surprised. No, but I was at the Phillies game and people were literally just like running into me. And it, like, when I think about it, it happens all the time. I get at the bar, like, we're kind of like in close quarters. Mm-hmm. You got to bump into people. But some people literally just like full force. Walk right into me like I don't even exist.
You are a tiny girl.
And I hate that. Yeah. Somebody at the bar called me that the other day. They were like, I was like, I'm just going to squeeze past you. And he goes, okay, little girl. You know, I said that. That's why I said that like that earlier, because that's been in my head all week. Okay. This guy, I like walked by this guy and I was like, thanks. And he was like, no problem, little girl. And I was like, I am 23 years old.
Almost 24. So, we'll be 25 next year.
Don't say that.
Happy birthday to my sister, who's also turning 25 today.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Birthday wishes to Idaho.
Let's see. What other questions are you guys wanting to know about Katie Brennan? What did you want to be when you were... Well, this says, what did you want to be when you were small?
I know what you mean, but you... Why'd you say it like that?
Because that's how this is said.
That's cute.
I wanted to keep it like that.
When I was little, I wanted to be a teacher, but I also wanted to be the president of the United States.
Yeah, she did.
Like, very badly. My mom got me a t-shirt 1 year for Christmas, and it was so sweet. I still have it. On the front, it says Dream Big, and on the back, it said Katie for President. And I wore it to the death of me. I loved it. I was really obsessed with the presidents. I was obsessed with kind of just like history in general. Very into it. My family took me to Washington, D.C. And once I found out how many rooms were in the White House, I was sold. They have a bowling alley, all of that. I was hooked. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to be. I will never be the president. I never want to do that ever, ever, ever. But I also wanted to be a teacher when I'm younger, and that's what I'm projected to do. So, dreams come true, I guess.
Hell yeah, I would say so. Another question, and I think we talked about this before, but for anyone that is new here, the question is, how do you and Tori know each other, / has Tori influenced your life?
Oh, okay. we've known each other since...
Babies.
Yeah.
Like, forever.
Yeah. Playgroup. Like preschool age. Mm-hmm. Like before preschool.
PM kindergarten.
Yeah.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Because we would hang out before kindergarten and we'd all go on the little bus together.
Yeah, like we like sat on the bus together for years. And then
she would read Beacon Street Girl books.
I would in fourth grade.
And Katie always, like, she still does it. I can see it right now. Picks at her cuticles.
Oh my God, I do all the time.
All the time. So there's always loose skin on her cuticles. Nails. And I always just want
to
pick it off. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I remember we were sitting on the bus one time. She brought a stack of Beacon Street Girl books with her because you were giving them to
this girl in our class, Emily.
Oh.
Yeah. And you like had a headband around them and it was like five books you were giving Emily. And I was like, whoa. And I just remember you just had all your cuticles like picked off. And I'm like, I just want to get those.
I don't know why I get those. I do. My hands are just very dry, I guess.
Well, you know, I'm addicted. I like I do that too, but I just pick them off all the time.
Like, yeah, you cut your cuticles like it's your job.
It's so fun.
It's so weird. And it really freaks me out. I feel like that's painful. In my mind, that's painful.
Hurt. No, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I think it actually does hurt. So anyway, we went to school together until we were in fourth grade, and then I went to a different school. And we still like saw each other because mm-hmm. we would go to like birthday parties and like what like we still like knew each other.
Yeah, obviously.
And then in high school, we reconnected like heavy when we were like after freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what.
I do. We were dating best friends.
No, but it happened before that. Cause didn't I introduce you to?
Yeah. But it was because we would go to fairs.
No, but like, how did we do like how, what happened before that? You and me and Emily would hang out, but like, how did that all start?
Also Abby.
And Ashton.
Okay, so I don't know.
I don't know how, yeah.
Well, we just, like, reconnected.
Yeah, we did.
It's just, there wasn't, like, it just happened.
Yeah, so, whatever. So, we hung out every single day in the summer. Mm-hmm. Like, literally did not.
We got our first kisses, like, a week apart from
within a week of each other. Mine was cute. June 6th.
When was mine?
I think June 7th. Because we were texting you. I texted you. I was like, I just had my first kiss. And you were like, I just had mine. yeah, I think that is right. So cute.
That is cute.
Yeah, and then we were like whole summer together, and yeah, I don't know, we just like known each other forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really where it was.
And has Tori influenced my life? Hell yeah. Like, I don't know where I would be if I wasn't friends with you, like, in all seriousness. I know,
but it's like it's sappy.
No, but it's like very true. Like, when I think about it, like, my life and your like has so much like connection to you.
Yeah, I think that's how it is with like everyone impacts our life so greatly.
What is that noise?
Oh, my dad must be home. Oh,
welcome home, Ross.
That means we go on the boat.
Oh my god. Okay. I don't think I'm gonna go on the beach.
Oh, she's gonna go to the beach.
Good
for you. It's too hot for the beach.
Yeah, I need to get like, I don't know, I might need Allie. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know, like, crazy. Like, yeah. I worked for her. She gave me this best life ever. Aww. Like, she's my best friend. I don't know, like, she's the best, and I say this all the time, but like, I like forget, like, I'll like take a step back sometimes and be like, you're like such a beast, because like I see you day to day, so like I forget that like you do like all these like big things, and like, because it's just like part of your life that I see every day. But then I'll step back and be like, damn, like when I like tell other people about you, I'm like, she's the best. Yeah, no.
So mutual.
She knows the best. She knows she's the best.
Yeah. No, I'm really lucky. I just have really cool people around me.
Yeah.
That make this life so fun.
Here we are.
It's really, really cool. Yeah, Kate and I have some good laughs, though.
Great laughs. Years.
Really, really good laughs.
We were the funniest. We've done some really funny things.
Yeah. We should make like a whole episode on like
our rebellious like high school stories.
We were so rebellious.
But like, not even.
Did we tell the story of our most high school night ever? In the deleted episode, I think we did.
Yeah, I think we did. Oh, we'll have to tell that.
We can tell it really quick.
Okay. Do you want to tell it?
Okay, we both can.
Okay.
So there was this guy who we both knew, and he was having a party. Like, I think he posted on Instagram that like he was having this party.
Yeah, like there was like, how else would we have found out about
that? I think it was Instagram. So he was like, oh, I'm having a party tonight, blah, blah. And I texted Katie and I was like, we have to go. Or was it our other friend?
Yeah, I think it was.
She wanted to go.
Yeah, I think she told us about it. And then we were like, should we go? Like, whatever. Like, what? But yes, we didn't go with her.
No, we didn't go with her. So our other friend really wanted. Oh, my God.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hope she hears this.
Oh, my God.
I just thought of something else too. Wait, no, this is really good. This is a really good one. There's two things that I'm thinking of.
Okay. I'm thinking, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so anyway, so our other friend really wanted to go. So I guess we were like on the fence of going, like, whatever.
I was going over to Katie's house anyway to sleep over.
Yeah, and
or we were just gonna hang out. We were just like gonna hang out.
Yeah. Like I don't really
It was
remember.
In high school.
Yeah.
It was so like our sophomore year? Or junior year. Or yeah. Maybe junior. Oh, we were driving, so it was junior year. So she really wanted to go, so I was like, okay, I'll text him because I had local clout.
Wait, I forgot about this too.
So I texted him and I was like, hey, it's Tori Sterling. Can we come to your party? And he was like, I know your last name's DeSimone. Because I went to elementary school with him. So he was like, I know you're Tori DeSimone. And like, yeah, you can come through, like, bring whoever you want. So we were like, cool.
So that means Katie's in. So Tori comes over and we're upstairs in my room and we... Like, as we're leaving, my dad is downstairs and he brings in all of the supplies.
It's like a sitcom.
This is crazy. My dad brings in, like, all this, like, wood. Like it wasn't, it was, he's building a dresser, but it's like, all the pieces to the dresser, like, not put together yet. Yeah. And
like
he goes,
an IKEA thing.
Yeah, it was an IKEA thing. He was like, what are you guys doing tonight? And we're like, ah, like, we might go to a friend's house, like, whatever. I didn't tell him I was going to a party, obviously. I had to be sneaky. And he was like, oh, like, I'm just going to be building this, like, the whole night. And I was like, oh, like, have fun. Like, so, whatever. So, me and Tori leave, and it takes us an hour to find the house. We could not find the house.
The house is 5 minutes away.
Literally. But we drove through every neighborhood of Collegeville except his. Then we get to the party, and it's really weird. We walk in the front door, and his dad was in... Stopped myself there too. His dad was like in there, and I was like, well, this is so weird. But then we went into the basement. It was kind of lame.
We didn't even go into the basement.
No, we did the first time. We went down there twice.
Oh, you're right, because we compared it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. We went down. It's like kind of beat.
Yeah, no one was there. Nobody was there. I think we were just early.
Yeah. Like vibes were low, whatever.
And our friend that wanted to go wasn't with us. Like she actually went with like other friends.
Was she there when we went the first time?
No.
Okay.
Just you and I went.
Yeah. So it was literally just me and Tori. We're like, this is so weird.
Sober.
So yeah, neither of us were drinking at all. So Tori was texting this guy who was he house sitting or was he home alone?
No, he was home alone.
Free crib.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Free crib.
Yeah. So. This guy had a free crib, so Tori's like, let's go here. So we were like, okay.
And like there were a couple of people from school there too. So like, and I knew all of them. So like I knew it'd just be like more of a hangout, like people we know.
Yeah. Chill vibes. So we leave the party and we're like, oh, like we'll be back.
Bye.
Leave the party, drive to that house, go and hang out there. Very vibes are low, but like that's like what we expected. Yeah. But very like, I don't know, like high school grungy scene.
It really was.
Like think of I don't know. We were the only girls there.
Yeah, we were the only girls there.
And they were older than us.
Yeah. Yeah, so, they were a grade older. They were seniors.
Yeah, and we were like, I don't know, little girls. So it felt like very like badass. I was like, if my mom knew I was here, she would be so...
Oh, same.
Mom, I'm sorry if you hear this. I was somewhere I wasn't supposed to be. Anyway, moving on. Like, I felt like so rebellious, like but I didn't talk to anybody there. I was very shy.
Like, there was basketball on the TV, like in the movie room, and then they were all playing pool, like very chill vibes.
So then I think our friend got there and texted us, so we
was like, dude, where are you guys? Like, it's so weird. And we're like, yeah, we left, it was so weird.
And then she told us to come back, so we did. So we drove back to the party, and we went inside, and now the joint is popping, dare I say.
A completely different party.
Total 180. We walk downstairs, and the first thing I see is this girl naked except underwear, including no bra. Okay, just putting that out there. Dancing violently on top of a pretty much naked man. Again, only wearing underwear. Like, right in front of my eyes. Was not expecting that at all. And then there's people, you know, making out and, you know, dancing all over the place. And I'm just like,
what are we doing here?
Then we walk back and our friend's like, in the corner. She's like, standing there. We're like, this is something. Wait, there was other people there that I forgot were there. And now, like, when I'm, like, putting myself in the scene, I can see them. And
we were just, all of us,
so out
we're
of
so
place.
Out of place there.
Yeah, like, we didn't know anybody, not like, our not our scene, like, at all. So,
well, a lot of them were kids I went to school with.
Yeah.
So I did know a lot of them.
I didn't know a lot
of
them.
Like, some of them already graduated. So it was just, like, a bizarre mix.
Yeah. I wonder if he ever thinks about that.
I hope not.
I hope he doesn't too. I would really get so cringe.
God, I really hope not.
Anyway, so we stayed for a while because we left at like, I don't know, like 12:30.
Yeah, pretty late we left.
Like pretty late. So then we go home, maybe like 12. But that, yeah. That was still late. We were like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was past curfew for sure.
For sure. So we go home and then to be not suspicious walking upstairs immediately, we went down to my dad's basement and like talked to my sister and she had friends over. So we were just like, oh, hey, like we've been upstairs. Like, I don't know. We were just like kind of like trying to cover our tracks. Like,
I think she knew that we were out.
I think I
she
know,
was
I
like
know.
Covering us.
Yeah.
She was
I mean, cool. Whatever. She was we cool weren't doing anything bad.
Mm, just sneaking around.
So whatever. So enough time passes that we're like, okay, like let's just like go upstairs and go to bed. So we walk upstairs and my dad is upstairs still building the dresser. He was spent like 6 hours building this IKEA dresser and he's like, oh, when'd you get home? I was like, oh, we gotta go home like hours
we've
ago.
Been home.
Like we've been home. We've been with Lauren, like whatever. He had no idea because he was building the dressers for 6 hours.
It felt like Bob Duncan on Good Luck Charlie.
It was so funny. Literally like sitcom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then should we tell the embarrassing parts that don't have anything to do with us?
No.
Okay. We won't. But just know that it's very, very funny.
I love that we have that memory.
I know. Unlocked. It's so funny.
It really is so funny. So we go way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll come back and make a whole episode about all these little.
No, we were brave.
Stories.
We were bold.
We were very brave.
And I think our parents knew everything.
I think so too. I mean, my mom said years later that she always knew that we snuck people in. She said she always heard it, but never said anything.
That's so kind.
She's a real G.
We always tried to be quiet too.
I know. We always would say we were taking out the trash.
Very smart.
At 2 a.m.
Very good citizens. It's trash day tomorrow.
She'd be like, yeah, I heard some stuff. I'm like, yeah, we're taking trash out.
We love doing that.
It was so nice, but she never called us out. She just let us live.
Thanks, Karen. That was awesome.
Thanks, Karen. She rocks. All right, guys.
That was a long time.
Yeah, it's been an hour.
Damn. Didn't know I had that in me.
Go for us. I know. I was like, you feeling talkative? She goes, I can be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was good.
That was really good. All right, guys. Kate, can people find you anywhere?
Nope.
All right.
That's how it should be.
Just know that this is the Katie Brennan, the only one. And
yeah, if you hear any, if there's no fake accounts, block them all. If anybody tries to follow you with the name Katie Brennan, they're fake.
So true.
Yeah. It's not real.
Guys, that's all that I have for you too. Use Cheesecake to get your first month of Start at Home for $10. And that is it. Katie, any final words?
No. Thank you guys so much for having me back. Not that you had any say in it at all. I was gonna do it anyway. I can't wait for round.
Who wrote the note?
Oh, seriously, send predictions to Tori's Instagram comments or DMs or somewhere that she will see it, that she can pass it to me. Because I need to know who you think it is.
Me too.
Dying to know.
Me too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Scary. All right. Bye, guys. Have a wonderful Monday. Talk to you guys next week.